hair piles in the house.
She said her hair was just everywhere.
At Rough Greens, we know dogs need live nutrition just like we do.
We have had a lot of issues with her skin.
Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food.
A lot of the nutrients just aren't there anymore.
The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better.
I was truly amazed how fast it worked.
One of the most noticeable things is her coat doesn't have the itching.
She doesn't shed as much.
It wasn't even 2 weeks that I saw a drastic improvement.
We're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let them try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at ruffgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com.
I wish we would have found Rough Greens a lot sooner.
So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
Wednesday Hollow Cult. So you know what that means. Welcome back to the night shift. If you're listening to this on the podcast, it's not the normal show. So you're going to hate it. And that's okay. So you're going to have to get over it. Just go listen to something else. We have like 1,700 shows. Go pick something else.
That's true.
How is everyone? Everybody survived the blizzard of the great blizzard of 2026, not 1926. Hope everybody's doing good. Everybody's kicking it, staying warm, trying to stay healthy, beating all the colds and flus and viruses going around.
Yeah, they're pretty gnarly this year.
Yeah, I felt like I was getting sick again. Probably from shoveling in the -3 degree cold the other day. That wasn't very cash money.
No.
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 Before we get started, everybody smash the like button, hit the notification bell, subscribe to the YouTube channel and everywhere else you can subscribe to. I don't know how that works on podcasts, honestly.
People should probably make an email chain for us.
Yes. Send a cursed email from us.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
It's kind of a good idea.
I don't know how to make a cursed email.
I don't either. Sure, Twiz does. Yeah. I feel like it's something he would do.
Yeah.
Him and the Juggalos.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. That's how he ends the cursed email.
Yes. Whoop, whoop. Yes. I think we're onto something here.
I agree.
Well, welcome back to the night shift, everyone. Hope everybody's cool, because we like cool people. I knew that was coming. Whoop, whoop. How's everybody doing? Seeing a lot of familiar faces in here. Good to see everybody. JJ's in here this week. Heck yeah. Verge is in here. Chucky, Twiz, Laura. So, what's going on? What do you guys like to talk about? What kind of weirdness is going on?
Everything.
Yeah, and that's fair.
I've been seeing a lot of people talking about how this latest snowstorm was a conspiracy.
I know it effed a lot of stuff up.
Yeah. A lot of people are thinking that it was man-made.
It's supposed to, like, Jacksonville, Florida is supposed to be below zero wind chill.
Oof. Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to break, like, records since they, like, over 100-year records this weekend. This coming weekend. Not even the past storm, but this coming weekend.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of chatter about this storm being a phony that it was created. Which the guy, the weirdo that seeds clouds, he said it was way easier to make snow than rain, actually. Yeah, he said it was way easier. I didn't really. He started explaining it, and then I got bored and switched it.
I get that.
Yeah. So.
I know it takes a lot less precipitation to make an inch of snow or a foot of snow than it does to make a foot of rain.
Interesting.
Or an inch of rain. Foot of rain?
Same thing.
A foot of rain, it would be a.
That's.
Be a problem. That would be a problem.
Would be.
You can. What did I say? You can make an oven with snow, FYI.
How does that work?
You know what, Chuck? Chucky, you're from Canada? Yeah, we talked about this. Chucky's from Canada, so I trust him on his snow knowledge.
That's true. Yeah, at this point, we're all ready for summer. I spent all weekend cleaning up snow, and it sucked.
Any time it gets colder or it snows, our plant just literally ceases to function. It's like the engineers that built that in Illinois forgot that it gets like 0 degrees in Illinois and everything just takes a shit.
They probably just didn't care.
True. True. 2 degrees here. -2 degrees. What weapon stop? Stop loving it. That's too cold.
Yeah, that's a terrible statement.
I don't care how cold it gets outside. If I can just stay inside.
Hey, we had an earthquake too.
Oh, nice. We did have an earthquake.
Yeah, I forgot about that till you said that.
Yeah.
I didn't feel it though. I was out like a light.
I was awake laying in bed and I didn't feel it.
Really?
Yeah, that's when I saw people posting about it on social media. Hey, Drew. That's my work partner in here asking what my favorite food is. My favorite work food is glizzies, obviously. Any egress updates? We get this a lot. And there are none.
No.
There's some nerd that listens to the night shift specifically. And then once we talk about egress on the night shift, they'll send us these cryptic emails like, meet us at the devil's crossroads or meet us at the freaking weird North Fox Island in the middle of Lake Michigan. And I'm like, show us an ID badge like egress said, and then we'll do it. And they're like, you're being too extra. If we have to prove who we are, you don't need to know. And I'm like, oh my God, delete our email, please. So, no egress updates.
Yeah.
I haven't tried to call the number in a while, but it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I sent that to you, Steve.
The creepy light?
Yeah, the SOS light on the weird-ass house.
Yes, I looked it up. It's less than 4 hours away. We could do a day trip if we want to go break in, probably get traffic. Whatever. And then
I will fucking roundhouse kick everybody in that bitch.
Roundhouse is that's new to your arsenal.
I know. I've been practicing.
Been stretching out?
Yeah, no. So, hey, I didn't say that I would roundhouse kick your head off.
right to the shin bone.
You'll get roundhouse to the shin.
But yeah, this weird thing has been going around on TikTok and Instagram. There's this abandoned house in Plainfield, Illinois. Any of our people live up around Chicago, Plainfield area, go see the creepy house. But anyway, this house is supposedly abandoned, boarded up, and people have been recording its back porch light turning on and off in the middle of the night, early morning, and it's sending SOS signals in Morse code. So creepy.
It is strange. I'm surprised the internet hasn't debunked it yet.
They posted a new, they've called the police, and someone posted a video with the county or city cops, whatever, at the house. So they are at least looking into it.
Well, that was responsible.
Yeah. They're probably in on it.
Think so?
Eh, maybe.
Most likely.
Yeah. I literally live in Plainfield, Illinois. Where the F is it at? I would have to look.
I don't know that it gives an address though, does it?
One woman jumped in the comments and said, "This was my mom's old house."
Nice.
But she don't live there no more.
Noise.
If it's someone kidnapped, can you imagine the kidnapper just scrolling through TikTok and seeing that? Can you imagine being kidnapped and scrolling through TikTok and seeing it?
Twiz already found the address.
Dang, Twiz.
He's turning into our internet jug of sleuth.
The jug of sleuth. Checking my Discord DMs.
Hell yeah, you will.
Hold on. I'm visiting a mysterious site that Twiz sent me. Well, I guess I could pull it up on my regular Discord and share it. Hold that thought. Everybody talk amongst yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves.
What are you sharing?
Twiz sent me a thing. Okay, here, I'll just read it. Whatever. It says, this is from NBC Chicago. Creepy. Were mysterious lights flashing SOS at abandoned suburban home. Police respond. Video posted on TikTok Sunday showed a home in Plainfield with a porch light flashing and what a poster said resembled Morse code for SOS. Three short flickers, three long flickers, and then three short flickers. A mysterious scene in an apparent abandoned suburban Chicago home has raised concerns after viral footage appeared to show lights turning on and off in what some interpreted as a call for help. Video posted to TikTok Sunday showed the boarded up home in Plainfield with the porch light flashing and what the poster said resembled Morse code for SOS. I was just, quote, "I was driving past the boarded up house. I noticed both the front and back porch lights were flashing like a signal. Not a power flicker. They were purposefully turning on and off over and over again." The caption in the video read, "It immediately reminded me of Morse code or a silent distress signal if someone was trapped inside. That could be their only way to communicate." The poster said that after they called 911 and waited for police officers to arrive, but returned later to find the home's lights still turning on and off and no officers around. Another user posted similar footage of the home and said the scene has happened over the past few months. At minimum, it's creepy. At worst, it's something horrific. At very least, we would hope that the authorities would investigate and or communicate as to what's going on. In later footage, police were seen outside the home, including a squad car from the Will County Sheriff's Office. Let's see here. Plainfield police confirmed to NBC Chicago that they responded to the home on at least two separate occasions. On each occasion, there were no indication that anyone was in immediate danger based off observations or information available to responding officers. Additionally, the residence appears to be secure. The department commander, Anthony Novak, said in a statement, noting that the home is under jurisdiction of the Wills County Sheriff's Office. They visited the home twice, but, quote, "observed nothing suspicious. Everything is locked up and boarded up with no signs of anyone living there. Further information on the house itself or why the lights appear to be flashing were not immediately given." So they looked at it and said, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that seems right.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's weird that both flights were doing it.
Yeah, because
the front and back.
There were people inside flickering it.
But what are the odds that you get it
Nosferatu the same time?
Okay.
That's a reference if anybody gets it.
I don't.
It's from SpongeBob.
Oh, okay.
I'm a child. What's up, Paranormal Trucker? Hope you're feeling better, bud.
Yeah, dude.
Let me see if I can pull up. Are we allowed to show a video of a video on YouTube?
Probably not.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like if we're talking about it, it counts, right?
Fair maybe. Use. Yeah, it might be.
As long as you comment on it. Yes, you can. Okay. Talk amongst yourselves and I'll try to find it. Well, my internet's not working.
I hope it's not trafficking stuff. That would be really bad.
Yeah. Residents find mysterious flashing light. Creepy. There's going to be 10,000 ads.
What else has been going on? I know I sent some stuff to make footnotes of. And that was definitely one of them. The flashing light thingamajig that I sent to you. Oh, God.
Okay, here we go. I got the video pulled up here. I just got to figure out how to share it. We're learning here. We're learning as
that's par of the course.
Yeah.
Man, it sucks. I haven't really seen any good ghost stories lately or alien stories.
I'm going to play this and see. I don't think there's going to be any sound, but you guys can get an idea of the flickering light. Hey, Hollow Cult. We're right into the new year, and if you're like me, you're in the mindset of wanting to get healthier. But I feel like I'm just guessing as to which habits actually matter for me specifically. I don't know which supplements to buy, which vitamins to take, or which workout trends I should be following. It's easy to get overwhelmed at the thought of it all. But this is where True Diagnostic comes in. True Diagnostic helps you find the exact supplements and lifestyle changes that can make a difference for you, and which ones you might be wasting your money, time, and energy on. If you're spending money on supplements, workouts, and wellness trends, it's worth knowing what is actually going to move the needle for you. With True Diagnostic, you can choose your test. With True Age, it measures your biological age versus your chronological age and your current pace of aging. It also gives you your top three aging actions that you can take to slow or reverse aging. With True Health, it tests 105 plus biomarkers, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fatty acids to understand your body system's health right now. It focuses on energy, metabolism, inflammation, and nutrient status today and gives you your top three health actions to work on for the next 90 days. Or for your best value, you can get the combo kit, which combines the True Age and True Health tests in one package. It shows you how fast you're aging and how healthy you are right now and gives you both three aging actions and three health actions to work on each quarter. The process and experience is simple. Order online and the kit ships right to your door. It's quick, simple finger prick at home, then drop it in the prepaid return package. Your only job, follow the three most important actions you can take for 90 days, then retest to see your progress. True Diagnostic is trusted by top longevity clinics and health professionals, not just consumers at home. Right now, our listeners can get 20% off at truediagnostic.com using code HOLOWSKY at checkout. That's truediagnostic.com and use code HOLOSKY for 20% off today. Choose True Age, True Health, or the Combo Kit as a one-time purchase or a subscription. Hey, Holocult. Did you know that there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code HOLO1. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. They have Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. They also have Morning Delta 9 gummies for an energizing, focused mental boost to start your day. Mind Magic gummies for focused, deep work and enhanced creativity. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a large selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered directly to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, HOLOSKY listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO1. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code HOLO1 when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Be sure to try it today at Mood.com.
Weird. So weird.
Yeah, that's creepy. It's definitely deliberate, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it does make you feel like there's somebody inside.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe a local ghost needs a little help.
Yeah, true. It's strange.
It's possible.
Mitty, if you're in Plainfield, did that look familiar? If there's a giant two-story farmhouse that's boarded up, that's where it is. Not that I'm suggesting you go get trafficked or anything, but boots on the ground. It's boots on the ground.
I mean, they already said they would, so.
Yeah, probably on their way there right now.
I hope so. We'll just feed his live stream into this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be pretty sick.
I guess I haven't really been paying much attention to weird stuff lately. It just hasn't been at the crux of the media feed here lately.
No, it hasn't. Your media feed gets overran quick.
I haven't been catching anything. I have been, like, I know we talked about it before, but we're kind of starting a couple little side projects, so to speak.
It's a good classification.
Yeah, side projects here individually for everybody. And it's got me kind of going back in and looking at different cases and stuff. And right now I'm rereading Jacques Vallée's Passport to Magonia, and some of the encounters in there are so bizarre. It's so weird, bro.
Really?
Yes. Like, there just needs to be I don't know. It's weird. Like, I was listening, I'm listening to on audiobook, but I was listening to it today, and that's there a good was idea. A woman, was driving near Niagara Falls. I think it was in the 1950s, maybe 1960s. Late at night, snow on the ground. She's driving down one of the highways near Niagara. She thinks she sees a airplane crashed in the middle of the road. When she gets,
that's crazy.
Yeah. When she gets up there though, it's definitely a craft of some sort. There's like a body of a craft and it's got this like huge 50-foot pole sticking out of the top of it. And as she's looking at it, there's these beings that are hovering around the pole, and the pole's getting closer to the ground. They're also getting closer to the ground. Pole dancing. Aliens.
That is awesome.
But she said the way she described them, she said the bodies had like, it reminded me of like a horse body. She said it had four legs.
Oh, not cool.
And then it had like a torso and a head, but it just had two little appendages under its neck for like arms, like little T-Rex arms.
That's weird.
Yeah. What? Like, what is that?
I mean, you challenge them to a boxing match, you might be all right.
Yeah, until they outrun you.
Well, you can't. It's a boxing match. It's hands only.
So I thought that, like, that's weird. I've been looking up cases of encounters, because the thing is, as I'm looking into this stuff, we've come across stuff that cross-references things. And I know that's kind of what Keel and Valet do, but one of the cases in Passport to Magonia, this French farmer sees this craft in its field, and he's the beings, the entities are literally outside, and as he approaches them, they point, he said, a metal tube at him, just immediately paralysis. That can't sucks. Move, just stands there.
It's like the little gnome wands.
Exactly. I'm like, it's a fucking magic wand.
Yeah.
It's a magic wand.
I remember talking about that when we were doing the Hellier stuff.
Weird, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How this shit happens over and over and over again.
That is strange.
If I had the time, I would like make a, whatever it's called, compendium of these things and how they overlap. And I know that's kind of what Keel was trying to do, but also kind of not. It's weird. Alien Mintar strippers. Could be.
It's not a bad day.
YouTube needs to fix the chat names. I saw someone talking about Kyle Manson's episodes. Yeah, they were bangers. Well,
that was Twiz.
Hell yeah. Hollow Twiz.
Yeah, the last one definitely didn't turn out the way I envisioned it, but it was awesome.
There's a lot of people wanting us to dive into the occult paranormal aspect to serial killers.
I'm game.
And people are sending me some links to like.
That would definitely be your avenue, though. I think you would do a better job at it than I do.
I would, I'll have to look into it. They're sending me some stuff about Dahmer that is getting bizarre. I think they're posting it on the YouTube comments.
I think you should, because I think it would be interesting. Like it genuinely blew my mind when we got into talking about the idea that, at least the thought process that, like, these motherfuckers could have been possessed. Like, that's crazy to me. It's also crazy to like how we linked the base between the ritual and a UFO and a network of killers. It's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't think
that's genuinely crazy.
I think it gets lost on people that was off the cuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was not written. That was just boom.
That was off the cuff. As I was, I'm like, man, this is weird. I know Berkowitz has some weird occult psyop stuff going on. And then I saw that and I was like, that sounds familiar. And then I'm like, oh shit, Kyle already did an episode on that. That's weird. And it all linked up real time. And
it was crazy.
That happens.
It blew my mind. And like, cause you know me, I don't look into serial killers. I don't, that's not my thing. I don't do that stuff. At all whatsoever. But, you know, there was always that rumor that Manson had been influenced by the MK Ultra program. Then I watched the show because the show was based around the self-help programs of that era,
yeah,
and how they kind of morphed into cults a little bit here and there. And so I was like, this is, I'm going to look into this, see what's up.
Yeah, it was a heater. Heater. There's been
a- it also like that show Wayward. It really reminded me a lot of not so much Egress, but like the Happy Valley Dream Survey. It really like it gave that vibe.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? There was Happy Valley, Egress, and then what was the other one?
Willamette.
Yeah, that's it.
Willamette Valley.
Yep.
Which we never looked into those two. It would be interesting to see if those are still popping off. I know those were kind of written off as more ARG.
Yeah.
Chuggy lived near a serial killer that almost ran over him with his truck. Who was sucks. It, Chuck?
That sucks.
Yeah. Because there is like, there's that tie between Gacy and all that weird stuff. There was also, I was going to do an episode. There were three boys that went missing from Hannibal, Missouri. I go up there and spend, usually I try to spend a weekend up there a year. Didn't get up there last year. But anyway, these three boys, before Mark Twain Cave was actually a commercialized cave, went out one afternoon to explore the cave, never came back. It's one of the big, like, leading ghost stories that kind of hangs around Hannibal. It was the largest search in Missouri history for a long time. Whole big deal, obviously, because you have three, like, preteen boys go disappearing. Anyway, there was a book out, and someone had linked their disappearances to Gacy, but it was through like spirit communication.
Mm.
Contacted the ghost of Gacy, who, don't quote me on this because I haven't read the book yet, but took credit for the disappearance of the boys.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Because I would initially like want to know how that got brought up in this theoretical conversation.
Yeah, I do have the book. I just haven't read it yet. Because there was two books. There was The Missing Boys of Hannibal, and then there was a follow-up that kind of dove off into that whole ghost Gacy communication realm. I think it's by the same author, actually.
That's probably a pretty interesting conversation over the Ouija board. I assume Ouija board.
Yeah, I don't know. Ouija board, maybe telekinesis.
I hope so. Just straight up Professor X style.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just read Chucky's horse friend that he had at the local equestrian club. That dude was trying to make a centaur. Don't do that.
Gross.
Don't do that.
I have heard that. That they use the Oregon Trail computer game as a filter for the gay program.
I must not have done very good because I died of dysentery a lot. Typhoid.
It's crazy. My chat must be way off on my computer.
Colleen, I thought of you when I was pronouncing Willamette. Because I was going to say Willamette. Is it Willamette? Whatever the right way is. I thought of you when I pronounced it the right way. No, Johnny, I do not wish I was there. I'll be there tomorrow because I was forced in.
Womp, womp.
Good job, guys. Good job.
At least you got a cool place of employment.
Yeah. It is cool. Hey, you got a day off during the worst weather of the year? Psych. Come on in. Did I come in? No.
But I did.
I'll see you then. Yeah, I'll be in tomorrow because the weather ain't going to be that bad. I need to look into the gate using Oregon Trail as the gate pro or as a filter for the gate program. Maybe dying of dysentery gets you in.
It's crazy how much attention the gate program brings.
Oh yeah. That's still popping off on TikTok.
It's such a weird thing to me. I guess because I didn't really experience it much when I was a kid, because I'll be honest, when I was a kid, my comprehension skills weren't that great. I feel like that's for a lot of young men, little boys, their comprehension just sucks most of the time. We think about running, and that's about it.
I wonder if they watched me play Oregon Trail and try to ford every river, regardless of how deep and wide it was, and I just killed my party every time.
He's not the one.
No.
This isn't the one.
Oh, we're gonna not.
This guy has one gear and that's it.
We're not gonna make him the Manchurian candidate. He's not passing the test.
That game was hard AF though.
Yeah. The Oregon Trail is a long way. It's a long way to go.
At least we didn't have to do that in real life.
Yeah. They should have made it the Jerseyville Trail, where you just have to get from Walmart to Dairy Queen.
I wouldn't have done that either.
No. Not from the hours of like 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It would have taken longer to get that like mile than it would have taken to traverse the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
And probably worse.
I agree.
Hmm.
I saw a thing earlier about how, you know, we talked about it already, the Venezuelan weapons,
yeah,
directed energy weapon. Some people were saying that it altered their fucking DNA when they got hit with it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, just straight up altered it. I don't know how. But somehow altered their DNA. Which is terrifying.
Created super soldiers, Venezuelan super soldiers.
Oh, that's not ideal for someone you're trying to fight.
No.
Now, if you were making sucky soldiers.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. I'm Pine Barrens Trail. But Chucky, when I went down to. So the route I take down to get to the Bigfoot Turd Museum, I drove down there. That's a
series, old Bigfoot turd.
Series of words that I didn't see myself saying as often as I have the last 6 months. But anyway, on the way to the Bigfoot Turd Museum, the route I take takes you through like Paranormal City. I saw signs for the Bell Cave, which I'm assuming is the Bell Witch Cave. I drove past the exit for Hopkinsville, where the goblins were in Kentucky. I drove right. I was at the entrance to, I stopped at a gas station that was the entrance to Land Between the Lakes. If I would have had more time, I should have just stayed there.
Yeah.
And fought the dog man.
Yeah. And then, you know, give a goblin a spin kick or two.
Who would film? I'd have to take my GoPro.
No, just get it. No, you got to be extra cheese with it. You got to get a tripod, set the tripod up, then run back, spin kick, And then run back, grab the tripod, and then decided to, you know, keep doing that.
Here, stay here.
Like a real, like a legitimate movie operation.
Like a legitimate content creator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. Get robbed and assaulted by the dog man. Pork chop ghillie suit.
Did you see that video of the video slash photo of the dog man that has been making its rounds?
I saw the photo.
Apparently there's video too.
I don't know. I don't trust anything anymore.
You can't, unfortunately. It looks cool. It looks legit, but you can't.
There's a video of the, I can never pronounce it right. The Virginia, whatever it was.
Virginia?
No. The UFO that all the little kids saw.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the word, though.
There's new leaked video of the alien that they picked up from the Virginia crash. And it's a video of the alien in the hospital where the people got sick from the ammonia smell and shit. That just so happened to get leaked now that AI is capable of making a video of the alien from the crash.
Yeah, wasn't that... That happened a while ago, right? Like a long while ago?
90s, I think.
Yeah, I doubt that there was video back, you know.
They'd have to have a camcorder. Like a fucking...
Yeah. I wish that was still a thing.
Yeah.
Because I 100% remember those, the big old shoulder mount.
Oh, yeah. I still got one.
Fuck yeah, that should be our go-to ghost hunting camera.
Yeah, we wouldn't have any way to play the tapes. They probably don't even make tapes for that shit anymore.
Probably not. You could fab a GoPro into it and just make it look like you're carrying around a big camera.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be kind of cool.
Try to outrun we could use it as a weapon against the dog man. This thing's weigh about 22 pounds.
Or we could make Dylan carry that one.
That's true. Strap it to Dylan's head like a GoPro.
That is the best idea ever.
Yes.
That is the best idea ever.
Yes. Surprised
nobody. Dylan has been given his official assignment.
Surprised no one has came up with it before now, honestly.
I know. We got to get Dylan a special helmet made that straps that camera to it.
Man, because I was thinking about... doing an episode on the dog man. Then I looked, I'm like, have we done dog man episodes? Fuck yeah, we have.
We've done a couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we've done a crazy amount.
Did an LBL one. And then we had some kind of offshoot episodes where we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah. There's still a case that I want to look into and everybody sent it to me, but I forgot the name of it, but it's where they like the dog man fight a homestead or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What is it?
I've actually thought about that one the other day.
What is it about cryptids and fighting homesteads? The goblins did it. Ape Canyon did it.
Maybe it's a territory thing.
Could be.
Like, hey, you're on my land. It's time to fight.
Get out of here.
Yeah, or it's like a bad blood feud. Yeah. You know, you came and you fucked up my fence post. Now we got to fight.
Yeah. You think if it was a territory thing, they would just run the humans off before they had a chance to build a homestead.
Yeah, that's why maybe it's a like a family feud.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you fucked up their fence post. Now we gotta fight. We gotta
murder you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I gotta try to find something to do a multi-parter on.
People love your multi-parters.
I know. I gotta find me like a good book that I can really just dig in and run with.
People are itching for it, fiending for it.
I got to get some sleep though, because this past weekend and I haven't had a whole lot of sleep. Lots of work.
Yeah.
Lots of anger. I've been really mad this week.
Me too.
Yeah, it sucks, right?
It's got to be something. Metaphysical people, is there something going on? Is there something going on with the Schumann resonance or whatever the fuck it's called?
I can tell you what it is. Shitty attitudes.
Yeah, nerds.
That's what it is. Shitty attitudes.
I was just so aggravated, even driving home. Just driving home, I was pissed off. Nothing.
I feel that.
Nothing in particular. Just pissed. I was just in a shitty mood.
Yeah.
Didn't have any.
Yesterday was worse for me than today, though.
Was it yesterday? It was when I was driving home yesterday morning, actually.
That's part of the course. I was in a pissy mood yesterday.
It's got to be something. Metaphysical people, what's in the air? What's going on? What's making everybody mad? Like
the government crafted snowstorm.
Yeah. Because when I drove home, the roads were worse than when I drove in, and there wasn't any more snow.
That makes sense.
16 had just drifted shut the whole west lane. So I was like, okay.
Hell yeah.
This is weird. It's weird that there's less snow and more snow.
Yeah, that is weird. It's
fucking weird.
That is strange. But yeah, shitty attitudes has been up there.
Chucky says Okanagan natives have a legend of the Jersey Devil here in British Columbia called the Saniapoo. Jersey Devil sounds more intimidating.
It does.
What does Saniapoo translate to?
Sounds like an animal's poo.
Does it translate directly to Jersey Devil?
Maybe.
Hmm.
The other night, I thought I was getting abducted by aliens.
Oh, yeah. You did text me that.
Yeah.
Kyle thought it was his time to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
They came back for him.
Yeah. I hope that never happens.
They didn't, though.
No, it was from the refinery.
Yeah.
But it was crazy because I was driving. I was a good ways away. And the entire sky lit up orange. So much so that it was like lighting up the inside of my car.
Yeah.
Only to find out it was one of them like flame flare things that refineries have from time to time. But it was the brightest.
Oh, dude, the chat is screwing up. Are we being shadow banned?
I told you. It's like it stops.
Yeah.
And then it just goes brrrr, the ton of them.
Oh, dude, there is a ton of them. Hang on. We're catching up. The chat's being weird. The government's shadow banning us because we're letting everybody know that their winter storm was a hoax.
No, it wasn't a dream. I was driving my car. And then my wife sent me the video.
Sorry, guys. JJ said, I warned everyone about yesterday. Yeah, I was pissed yesterday and I didn't have any reason to be. Right. I had mild reasons to be, but no more than normal.
Yeah, I feel that. Oh, side note. A petty side note.
Uh-oh.
Steve, you want to hear my petty side note?
This is going to be a new weekly, bi-weekly night shift thing called...
Petty side note?
Kyle gets petty. Kyle Petty. NASCAR. Well.
Yes.
Yes. Master.
Yes. No, I do love the term Hollow Diva, but anyways. We did get an update from Taylor situation from Sephora.
Oh.
Yeah, they emailed my wife and they were like, we're so sorry for the way that you were treated and we're going to look into it.
Mm.
That was about the gist of it. It wasn't like you're rich now or anything like that. But the proper channels were taken. And there was an immediate update. So we'll see where it goes. Probably nowhere, but maybe at the bare minimum, Taylor's got told to do better.
Because I fucking told her.
Yeah, be nicer to nice people.
Because then you make everybody else mad.
Yeah. My wife's generally pretty nice to everybody. Sometimes too nice. But that's besides the point.
Yeah. Just do better.
Yeah, I think the chat's frozen again.
Yeah, it's fine. If the chat's froze, we apologize. If we're not interacting with the chat very well, it's because
you're not there.
The government is doing it.
That would be crazy if that was the case. I don't think it is, but
we've been blacklisted since 2019. That, that needs to be a shirt. Shadow banned since 2019.
I like blacklisted.
Either or.
Blacklisted as a better. Because shadow ban, it's been done.
Yeah, that's kind of a hot button word.
It's been done. Blacklisted is
since
cooler.
2019. That's solid and true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
That was more like blacklisted since birth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds metal as fuck.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
That might be in the merch. Might be in the merch future. It's weird not having the chat.
It's kind
of
weird.
We kind of feed off of it a little bit. We kind of...
Sometimes they give us a direction.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all we need is just a direction.
Yeah. Now it feels like we're just talking to each other.
Yeah.
Hmm. Which is fine.
It can be eventful.
But it's weird.
I'm trying to think of anything else that I saw. I saw something about how the CIA wants you.
Me?
No, just people in general.
Come and get it, nerd.
Anxious and confused and stuff. I didn't get much time to look into it. Yeah. Plus, that's like part of the course.
Yeah.
Everybody already knows that shit anyways.
That's why social media was created.
That's true. That's nothing but anxiety.
Yeah, so we can't... So our brain is just wired to not be able to focus on one thing.
Yeah.
Which I'm guilty for. And it's horrible.
I haven't been so much lately, which has been kind of nice.
I feel like I would get so much more done if I could just lock in and not force myself to lock in at the last minute via procrastination.
Yeah.
If I could just focus in.
That's a new word.
Folk in. And be able to get shit done, then I would be able to get shit done.
Yeah. Yeah, I need a direction. I need a good story.
Can anybody even hear us? We're in a different dimension right now.
I guess I never thought about that nobody could even hear us.
Hmm. Oh, wait, hold on. The number in the chat changed. So it's probably going to update in the chat.
I don't think so.
No.
The chat steady, the bodies are steady going down.
Well, it went from 40 to 43 to 42. It's weird.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on.
If you can hear us, blink twice.
Yeah. SOS.
Yes. Break into the house in Plainfield. Send us an SOS.
Because Mitty's currently out driving around looking for it.
Mitty has been quiet since we showed the video.
It's true.
Boots on the ground.
Immediate hollow response.
I like it.
Same. It's good for the brand.
Yeah. You know what? We may not have the biggest following, but we have the fucking loyalist following. I'll put that up against anybody.
Yeah. We're fighting most and winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Our only competition is ourselves at this point.
It's true. I'm not trying to punch myself in the head.
Anybody can fucking start a podcast. Everybody does start a podcast.
It'd actually be hard to spin kick yourself in the head.
Mm-hmm. You'd probably tear your ACL.
I'd probably tear a lot more than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
At this point in my life.
Yeah. I ain't trying to fight nobody at this point.
I'm here to watch somebody try to spin kick themselves in the head, though.
Even if I win a fight, I'm going to lose a fight.
I heard that.
Because it's going to take me 3 goddamn weeks to recover.
Oh, yeah. Easy. You're going to have to start juicing.
That sounds even worse. So even worse.
But then you get swole.
Yeah. The only thing that's going to be swollen are my ankles and my knees and my shoulders. Probably my face from getting my ass beat.
It's fucking awesome. We're going to be the worst ghost hunters ever.
I don't know. That one old boy.
It's going to be awesome.
That one old boy who takes the Bluetooth speaker in and just
blares. He's one of the best.
We need to link up with him.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
I meant to follow him from the Instagram thing, but I forgot to.
I cracked the fuck up. If you guys don't know who it is, I don't know who it is either, but he just wheels a giant Bluetooth speaker into haunted.
I could say it because I sent you the.
Yes.
The thing, whatever you want to call it.
Bro just wheels a giant YouTube speaker into all of these haunted places, and he's like, I'm introducing the spirits today to Chief Keef. And then he just turns on as loud as he can.
It's a Noah V's Paranormal.
Noah V's Paranormal.
Yeah.
We need to link up.
He's just out here like dancing and finger gunning. And
yeah.
It's awesome.
He's playing old school Lil Wayne the other day.
Yeah. This one was the one I sent you was Love Sosa. Yes.
Getting super into it. And then something legitimate weird will happen. He's like, oh shit.
I got to run that back.
Yeah, go check them out. That's legitimate paranormal investigation.
Yeah. And if you guys want to listen to the absolute dumbest show ever, but it's hilarious, then go listen to Mysteries of Derlin County. That's been my current jam, 19 seasons in.
19 seasons?
Yeah, I'm on the 19th season.
How long have they been doing this?
I don't know.
Well, obviously for 19 seasons, but I like, are they putting out 4 seasons a year or what?
Yeah, if you guys are into like really dumb comedy, like make you dumber comedy, this is your spot. It's good.
You know that they are because they listen to us, A.
That's true.
And
that's
B, true. Usually 99% of the positive reviews and comments we get is because we're funny.
And Sean said the chat's still going.
Oh.
It's just not going for us.
That's weird.
Yeah. All right, computer tech Shauna.
Yeah, the boss is here, guys. You were saying.
She's texting me and I can see it on my computer. It's like, the chat's still going, and then it sends me a video, and then she's like, it's StreamYard.
The boss has solved the problem.
Yeah.
Our producer has chimed in. So
maybe it's because I didn't do the whole, well, because you know how it is on this. What app? Is this Chrome? No. Yeah, whatever this is. Because every time you log into the stupid browser, it relaunched to update.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I hate Google Chrome.
Dude, it's so bad.
It is.
And maybe because I'm staring at it right now, it says relaunch to update. I wonder if that's
mine's not that though. I relaunched mine.
And no, it's still that's just because yours is dumb. Yeah. Your computer's like from 1930.
Yeah, it is.
I remember we went to the mall and bought that.
Yeah. That was right when this Mac is as old as the show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Legitimately true.
And Google Chrome is a fucking psyop.
Fuck yeah, it is. It's the worst.
What in the goddamn shit do you got to update every 20 hours?
Every time.
Oh, God. Look, it heard me. There it goes. Chat just came through.
Oh, wow. I bet there's like 60,000 chats.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's definitely a bunch.
Yeah, I haven't even made it all the way back yet. We're time travelers right now.
Yeah.
We're time travelers. 827.
I think they just stopped caring what we said and they just started their own
thing. Oh, Bigfoot Society was in here. Hi, Bigfoot Society. Nice. We didn't miss you, but the chat is messed up.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
All I saw was like Fetty Wap and Tom Petty.
Tom Petty Wap.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Oh, there's chat that came through when.
What? I don't even. My wife just said that was Twiz. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
There's chat. There's new chat in the old chat.
What does that mean?
New chat in the old chat?
Yeah.
Meaning the chat that had already loaded when I scrolled back up, now there's new chat in between it that wasn't there earlier.
That's great.
We are in a time warp right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope so.
You're witnessing it firsthand or listening to it secondhand because it's not happening real time, but whatever. It's fine.
And Dylan wants to know if you're connected to his internet.
No. If my computer's from 1930, Dylan's internet's from 1706.
Fuck, now I forgot what I was going to say.
They're talking about the Petty Zone. So that was before the Sephora thing.
Yeah. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say now.
I remember Kyle's main goal back in the band days was to get blacklisted from every venue. We did get banned from Airport Bowl.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
For trying to fight other bands.
That was our thing.
But they deserved it.
Yeah, we did. We were good at it.
It's fine. Did I throw my guitar through a light fixture? Maybe. Does it matter? No.
No. It's actually ironic that you brought that up because right before we got on here, we were talking about bullshit ads people were trying to give us. And I'm like, you know what, Steve? It's time to turn back into rock stars, baby. And then Steve mentioned divas. And I'm like, that's it. Hollow divas. That's what we got to start being.
Yeah.
We got to start being hollow divas.
Oh my God, there's so much chat.
I don't even care at this point. I think mine's froze again.
Yeah, because it's trying to load all this other stuff. Okay, last one came through at 8:55. It's definitely froze again.
Yeah.
People have talked in the last 2 minutes.
I would think so. Our chat's usually pretty consistent.
This is wild.
It's fucking cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's funny.
Yeah, trying to figure out what the fuck. It's fine, whatever.
Now I just want to go fucking ghost hunting and play Fetty Wap.
Same. Just play 50, that'd be 50 cool. Cent the whole time.
Yeah. I do get down with 50.
Oh, well, hey guys, it's us. We're just here hanging out.
I mean, I had something paranormal on the tip of my tongue and then I lost it.
Cryptid.
What?
I'm trying to remind you. Cryptid?
No, that just made it worse.
Hell yeah. UFO. No, still batting zero.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, man. So I was going to bring it up to you and then I forgot. My brain is not firing on all cylinders. Probably because it's fucking internet's fucking up and it's fucking up my brain.
Yeah, the internet signals that the chips in our brain function off of, the Wi-Fi, the 5G network that's in our brains is not connected.
Yeah, somebody probably hit a telephone pole.
Yeah, you're right. We solved it. Yeah. We solved it.
No, Shauna, you look at it on your phone. I'm not looking at it. She keeps texting me. Oh, now she says it's Twiz's fault. Twiz, good job.
Great job, Twiz.
Yeah. You don't tell me what to do.
Is Shauna just relaying the chat?
I think so.
Message by message.
Yeah. I'm going to have 60 fucking text messages.
Power texting everything that comes through.
Yeah.
You know whose fault it is.
Jared Leto's?
Taylor from Sephora.
Oh, it's definitely her fault. How I missed that one, I don't even know.
Oh my God, now Dylan's messaged me. He said, just have Shauna read the chat real time via the holophone. Just have her call in.
I've just wanted to keep texting.
Yeah, I get that.
Dylan, the parts canon, says this, and then Twisted 350 says this. but she has to read it exactly. Yeah, everybody's handle.
Do they eat? Do they eat? Oh, okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, it's loading in. It's loading in.
Oh, where did we stop at? Now I got to try to figure out where it stopped at. I need timestamps.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it does have timestamps, bro.
Yeah, but I need timestamps of where I stop paying attention.
Oh, well, you got to pay attention.
No. Shauna, read the chat in real time.
Oh, we are not hollow hussies. I love how the chat loads in and that's what I see.
It's gone again. Yeah, Pocahontas, if you rewatch this, it's kind of...
it's chaos.
Kind of a thing because of the government.
It is the government's fault because we were beginning to theorize on how the snowstorm was fake and then everything went to hell.
Yeah, as soon as Kyle said that the snowstorm was government manufactured, they blacklisted us.
You just lagged out.
Yeah, because it's what they do.
You're in the middle of that sentence and I just hear...
this is weird. This is we gotta stop. Okay, we gotta stop talking about the snowstorm. Gotta stop talking about the snowstorm.
Snowstorm's fake. Snowstorm's fake.
Oh, it just keeps going. It just keeps going.
My wife texted me and said Twix is trying to call the holophone. You're doing Twix 350. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
That's fucking funny.
Just chaos at this point.
It's fucking worse. You know what? It makes me laugh.
To the 40 people that are constantly in here kicking it with us, thanks for kicking it with us.
Yeah, this is definitely not paranormal night.
I mean, there's nothing normal about it.
No, but not at all.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
Number one podcast ever.
That's true.
We're a couple banana sandwiches short of a Bigfoot picnic. What's in a Bigfoot picnic?
We just don't know if he eats meat and veggies.
Does he make a sandwich the way we think a sandwich is made?
That's a good question. Do you think he does more like wraps?
I think he just shovels.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It's like being at a Golden Corral.
Yeah. We got a new Hollow Cult member in here. Roy says,
oh, cool.
Hi guys, I'm new to y'all's podcast, but I'll be writing a review later on Apple Podcast. I want to say I absolutely love the series. I just started listening 5 months ago. Keep up the great work. Hell yeah.
Welcome aboard. Thanks for showing up. Usually sometimes the night shift's a little more paranormal than tonight, but it's been chaos. So we're just kind of going with it.
Yeah, this is what happens when you're live.
Yeah. What do Fey Lords eat? I eat a lot of things.
Burgers.
Burgers are some of my faves.
A lot of things that are cooked on the grill.
Yeah, I do like grilling. It's great. It's good stuff. I have recently gotten out of sweets, though. Aside from my soda, I do like a Coke once in a while. Well, a lot of while. A lot. But outside of that, I really don't eat sweets anymore. I don't know what it is about it. I'm probably just getting older and, I don't know.
Less refined. Fun.
I'm becoming refined. No, I don't know.
I'll go in spurts sometimes. I can go a long time without it, and then I'll be like on this sugar binge where I'll like eat like 7 donuts or some shit.
No way, Twiz. You got to use the spicy mustard on the brats. That's what's up.
I haven't had a brat in a while.
Oh, brats are fucking awesome.
Maybe we were over a target and we didn't even know it. True.
Twiz, I swear. You just say that shit so you can be different.
Banana, peanut butter, and jelly are Bigfoot's favorite.
My daughter hates peanut butter.
On,
which is so weird.
On what kind of bread? Banana, peanut butter, jelly on what kind of bread? What bread does Bigfoot prefer?
That's good. That's a good question. You think he just uses like a cattail?
Gross. Gross.
Not like an animal cattail.
Oh, I know. The one that's just poofs into nothing. The world's worst corn dog. Faygo mustard. Mustard flavored Faygo.
I hate that that just got said.
Yeah. Bigfoot eats barbecue aliens. I wish.
Twiz has got every fucking orange flavored mustard. Which makes zero fucking sense at all, but he has it.
We need to reach out to Faygo and
Mustard
and see if they'll make a mustard flavored soda. So far, I'm 0 for.
Or just reach out to Heinz and see if they'll make Faygo flavored.
They had mustard flavored ice cream.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I used to buy the most heinous shit I could find and take it into work to see if the guys would eat it. Like, I took in the pumpkin pie ramen.
Gross.
Yeah. Dude at work ate it. Ended up going home early. I found mac and cheese ice cream. Took it in there.
Disgusting.
Dudes ate it. Took pizza flavored ice cream in there. Absolutely atrocious. Dudes ate it.
Really? It was bad. Is that bad?
It was just, it was tomato ice cream.
Ew.
It was like tomato and Italian seasoning ice cream.
Gross.
Why don't we make
Steve's hot sauce? Would be entirely too hot for me.
I don't have to make it that hot.
Yeah, you make death.
Yeah, that's fine though.
What was the last one that you ate? It was like bleached butthole or something like that.
Yeah.
Hair piles in the house.
She said her hair was just everywhere.
At Rough Greens, we know dogs need live nutrition just like we do.
We have had a lot of issues with her skin.
Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food.
A lot of the nutrients just aren't there anymore.
The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better.
I was truly amazed how fast it worked.
One of the most noticeable things is her coat doesn't have the itching.
It doesn't shed as much.
It wasn't even 2 weeks that I saw a drastic improvement.
We're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let him try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at ruffgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com.
I wish we would have found Rough Greens a lot sooner.
So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
It had a raunchy ass name that insinuated you were going to die.
Yeah, I didn't know because I'm still here.
That's true.
Why don't we make our own hot sauce? Last time you guys talked about food, I mentioned that I hate green olives, but I can't resist eating them. Oh.
What?
That's, you need to be on that weird addiction show.
Oh, God.
Where people eat their own hair and shit. yeah, Chucky, I try. I'm 0 for 1. I'm batting 0% on trying to get cool shit made because I tried to get the meat beans made.
Steve, did you see the new, which is way the fuck off, but you see the new trailer for that weird addiction thing?
No.
Oh, you should go watch it. I don't know that I could really say it on here.
No, I haven't.
It's like vaping or something like that. Just look into it.
I don't want to Google it.
It was pretty good.
I hate Beats. Quit talking about Beats or I'm going to ban the chat again.
All you got to do is start talking about the snow.
The snowstorm's fake. There, ban the chat. We're not beat positive here, okay? Somebody eat a beet and then tell me straight face that they don't taste like purple dirt.
A, that's funny. And B, Dylan said some dude ate a damn airplane.
See, this is why. This is why. Hate my life. This is why alien contact is not going to be peaceful. They look down here and they see us eating goddamn airplanes. They're going to be like, we don't want anything to do with this species. They have the ability.
Eating airplanes and vaping.
Yeah, they have the ability. They're so close to interstellar travel, but they're eating their machines.
Dylan, did you watch that new trailer I'm talking about? I hope you did, because you're laughing. Too funny. I'm too funny.
Okay. Okay. Pro beat people. Pro beaters in here. Do they not taste like purple dirt? State your case here.
I don't remember the last time I had a beat.
Do you remember the last time you ate dirt?
No, but I do. I can't send it to you, Dylan. I don't know where it's at. Fucking Google it. YouTube it. Strange addiction, vaping.
We're getting, if we didn't get banned for...
We're getting banned. We're
getting banned for the fuck I was talking about. Okay, see, look. Yes, they do, but it's good.
That doesn't even make sense.
Beets do not taste like... They do taste like purple dirt.
It doesn't be scared of. It's funny. It's hilarious.
Judas says, listen, I'm constantly low in iron, and therefore they taste amazing to me. For folks who don't need iron, maybe they taste like dirt. If you need,
or they just taste like dirt.
Or if your iron theory is correct, shouldn't they taste like rust?
Gross. Oh, pickle beets, not cool. Yeah, they don't taste like dirt because they taste like pickled.
We did do
whatever that tastes like.
Didn't you do an episode on the Dulce base?
Yeah. I think it was a multi-parter too.
Ooh, people love Kyle's multi-parters.
I think it was like a two or three parter.
Look, talk amongst yourselves, and I'll give you the deets, Roy.
The only beet that I ate, what's that fucking called?
Gross.
Super beets, something like that.
Super gross.
Sorry, Dylan. I think it's super, super beets there. It's supposed to be good for your blood pressure and stuff. Actually, the little super beets gummies weren't bad. My wife hated them, which is super weird because she's not picky at all. I thought they were pretty all right.
Roy, you still in there? If you're listening, episode 115, Dulce Base and Phil. It's from way back when. June of 2021, episode 115. There may be multiple parts of that. I didn't bother to look it up, but that's where it starts. Episode 115.
I think it is. I could be wrong. I thought it was, though.
I don't know. There you got it. Roy got it. Episode 115. That was 5 years ago, bro.
That's crazy. It's been that long.
Yeah. March will be 7 years. And look at how far we made it.
Not.
Still. We're right here.
Fucking nerds.
I had blue potatoes once. Hollow Sky versus beets. If there is like the Veggie Man. Remember when we did the episode on the Veggie Man?
Yeah.
If he was part beet, he would get beat down.
I'd help you. Because I don't particularly like beets either.
I like a lot of vegetables. There's not a lot of vegetables I won't eat. Beets is one.
I've got a lot. I like peas. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You don't like peas?
No, peas can get fucked.
Peas I'm okay with. Cooked spinach.
Nah. How do you like peas? Oh, spinach is gross too.
I'll eat like raw baby spinach on a sandwich.
Well, you're right. Cooked spinach is gross. Yeah, the not cooked is not so bad. Oh, that's me. One thing me and Twiz can agree on, peas are foul.
Twiz says it always turns to food. Have you seen me? It's kind of a big part of my life, to be honest.
Food's great, though.
Kyle and I agree on green peas.
I got two.
How are you motherfuckers pro beets and won't eat peas?
I'll eat a fucking beet before I eat peas. Ooh. I'll gladly eat purple dirt.
Oh.
Before I eat mushy ass,
I'll trade you
shitty ass green peas.
I'll trade you peas for beets every single day.
All right. Well, that sounds like a fair plan. If we ever have to eat hot lunch together for whatever reason, and I got peas and you got beets, we'll trade.
We will every single time.
But I'll have to give you my tray because I don't even want the fucking remnants of peas on my tray.
You're going to have to eat your beets out on the ground where they belong in the dirt.
I will because it'll taste like dirt and I'll gladly eat dirt over peas.
Just the thought of beets makes my fingernails feel weird.
Oh, I'll eat straight dirt before I eat peas.
Jimmy's out of here. He can't handle the beet heat.
He's a fuck this.
See you, bro. We're just going to apologize that this entire night shift just went off the rails. Normally, yeah. We keep it within the confines of the night shift, but tonight was different. Because I'm sure people will be like, this show is so stupid. Yeah, we are. So what? Yeah, beets. Cooked spinach. Mm-hmm.
Olives are not that great.
No. Green olives are the pinnacle of filthiness.
Dylan says, I got to fight P-Man and you're fighting B-Boy.
Yeah. Yes.
Or is that Steve and I's Halloween costume?
Let's just start manifesting our own cryptids. Just the Hollow Cult will put all their energy into the egregore that is P-Man and Beat Boy.
Fuck it. It's like a Batman and Robin. Yeah. They just run around not fighting crime. They are crime.
Yes, they are crime. They are crime.
I hope, man. I pray. I pray that one day we start getting submissions about fucking P-Man and Beat Boy. I saw this grown ass dude that looked like a bunch of peas and this boy that looked like a bee.
Look like purple dirt. Look like goddamn purple dirt in here. I can't believe there's so many pro beaters in here. That shit's wild.
It's fucking awesome.
That shit's wild. I never would have thought. Never would have thought.
Oh, that's too fucking funny. Actually, Super Gators Girl, which I haven't seen your name around. I don't know what I'm doing next. I need guidance.
What's coming up in the regular episodes? The one dropping Monday, I talk about, what's her name? Stella Lansing. And how she was kind of the precursor to the CE5 movement, and not a lot of people talk about her. She had a whole swath of experiences that were pretty much directed at and around her. So that one gets a little interesting.
Yeah. Steve and I have talked about Dolores Cannon off air. Steve, you talked about diving into her stuff.
Yeah, I actually bought her book about 2 weeks ago. I got some gift cards for Barnes & Noble, and I found her first book, and I bought it. So
I actually interject her into my side project, so there's that.
Backdrop people.
Yeah, the backdrop people.
I wonder if I'm related to her. We have the same last name.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Hang on a second. Talk amongst yourselves, everyone.
What are you looking up?
Oh, you'll see.
Okay. I'm gonna have to scour Amazon and see if I can't find a good solid book. Although I do have a really good one by Nick Redfern that I need to read.
Ooh, which one is that?
I think it's Alien Viruses.
Nice.
Yeah, sounds crazy, huh?
Redfern puts out some bangers.
I'm gonna have to try to read that. Yeah, he does. I like his work. Maybe I'll take it with me to work and start reading it.
Ooh, I do need to
at work.
Yeah, Colleen, I have been looking around. I think we're at Florida. I need to get that one together. I need to just write those and put them off so we can just record them whenever we have free time.
What is a QHHT session?
QHH what?
T.
We did Delaware, right?
Quat.
We did Delaware, so it would be Florida next, according to the alphabet.
I thought somebody random just, oh, nice. Oh, we easy win.
Yeah.
Those two are busters.
Yeah, they look like a gray alien and a
that does suck alien. Though, because my opponent is gonna shoot peas at me.
Yeah, and look, that
yours is probably gonna blind you with purple dirt.
Do you see how he's purple and the dirt is all around him?
Yeah, I bet all he does is like do this, Steve. He just goes
throws purple dirt.
Purple. And then you're just constantly blind the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my guy, he shoots me with peas and it just makes my clothes mushy.
That's gross. That's gross. The adventures of Pea Man and Beat Boy.
That sucks.
Is this some sort of Bible cartoon like the VeggieTales? These are the ones that got away, Burton. The Veggie Tales, the unholy Veggie Tales, P Man and Beat Boy.
That sucks.
Every time I say Beat Boy, I wish someone would start beatboxing.
Oh, hey. Super Gator says Dolores created her own therapy, quantum healing hypnosis technique. That sounds interesting.
I have heard of that now that.
I thought you were going to say I've had that done. I was like, oh, dang. When did you do that?
Do I look like a man that's had any type of therapy?
Yeah.
No.
But you need to.
You are fucking correct. Some fucking truer words never spoken.
Therapy would do you some good. Or it would unlock things that you don't need unlocked.
Mr. Potato Head versus Beetroot Head versus Mr. Asparagus Head. We could make an AI comic book. P-Man and Beat Boy.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know at this point if we would beat their ass. Because soggy clothes and dirt in your eyes sucks.
If the purple dirt got in my mouth, I would just start throwing up.
Just dry heaving everywhere.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I feel like they are arch nemesis. Dogman, line them up. Gray aliens, line them up. Beat Boy, Nah. Stay the fuck back.
Fucking purple dirt.
You even got people in here that love Beats saying that yes, purple dirt is a fair assessment.
That is kind of fucked up, the fact that they said, yeah, it tastes just like that, but it's good.
I love it. You guys are wild.
Probably one of the most fucked up comments of the night.
You guys are wild. Yeah. Try beat therapy. No. No.
Well, we'll get little beats and we'll cut little circles out of them and put them over your eyes like in them spas. That way you got purple dirt eyes.
I wouldn't be able to move. I would just be paralyzed with fear.
Dang. That sucks.
Did I read somewhere that before?
It's like a never-ending prank. I could be like, Steve, try these fucking new design glasses.
It's just Beats.
And I just put Beats inside them.
Yeah.
And then you put them on, you're paralyzed.
You're going to walk out your front door and there's going to be 1,600 cans of green peas emptied in your yard.
Oh, that'd be so gross.
You have to mow over them.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, guys and gals, Hollow Cult members, it's about that time.
Yeah.
We didn't really talk about anything important today.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
We had technical difficulties, but I hope everyone had fun because that's all. Oh.
Yeah, that's gross. Stop it. That's disgusting.
Stop it right now. We just hope everyone had fun because that's all that matters. Is that everybody had a good time.
A little comedic relief never hurt nobody.
Yeah. Before we leave, hit the like button, hit the subscribe, do some comments, share the show. You know how. You know the drill. Because we're trying to grow the show this year, 2026. We just want show growth, which last couple years we've actually done the opposite, which is impressive in its own right.
It's true.
So we're going to try to do forward movement as opposed to reversal of that.
Yeah.
But sorry for the technical difficulties. And I'm not sorry for the beat hate. And we hope everybody has a good night. And on that note, stay safe, stay weird, and I don't know. Take your purple dirt and get out of here.